Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Frosted? Your dial said correctly, too. USA Prepares. And we're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours a day from the United States of America. And Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Thank you very much, Jason, for the excellence in broadcasting that you engineer. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today?
Frosted. Frosted. Yeah, well, you know, I lately it's so easy to stay frosted because of all the stupid people that I see everywhere I go. Let me give you an example. You know, I've been fighting with my electric bill. I've been trying to, my initial target was I wanted to get it down from $100 a month 15 years ago to $66. That was my target. And every time I did something to increase my efficiency here at the farm to use less electricity, they manipulated the way they charge me so my bill would go up. And the more I worked to reduce it, the higher my bill went. Now, why do I say these people are dumb, generally dumb public? Why? Because the people that vote for the people who raise our rates are the dumb people. They are just as dumb as a box of rocks. So here's the latest thing that they've approved. They've approved a rate of about 10 cents per kilowatt hour. I use here, we at the farm, we use about 1,000 kilowatts a month. About 33 kilowatts a day, roughly. That's about $3.33 of electricity per day. That's if we did not have a system to generate our own electricity. Well, we have been able to generate enough electricity to pay that exact amount. So we can generate all the electricity we use right now. Except the board of directors of Laclede Electric has imposed a $27 a month fee to have a meter. And class, I'm pretty sure in your neck of the woods, the generally dumb public that elects your board of directors for your electric utility company has done the same thing or similar to this. So in order to generate enough electricity to pay for the $27 meter fee, I would have to generate more electricity than we use in a month to pay back the $27. Now, why is that? Because the rate is structured such that we pay 10 cents a kilowatt hour. The electric utility company pays 5 cents a kilowatt from the companies that they buy electricity from. So they buy it for 5 cents and sell it for 10. Except if you have a solar system and you want to sell it to them, then they only pay you 2 cents. So they pay me less than half of what they pay a corporation to do exactly the same thing, to generate exactly the same electricity with the same sine wave, with the same frequency, with the same voltage. They pay more for other people to generate it than they would pay anyone who has a solar array. Interesting, right? Yeah. Well, why is that? Because that's what the board of directors approved. So I get, if I put electricity on the grid, I get watt for watt. It's called net metering. So I put out 1,000 kilowatts, and I can withdraw from the system 1,000 kilowatts, no charge. But there still is that $27 a month meter charge.
Wow.
There's no way without more than doubling the size of our solar array that I could ever pay back the $27 a month in what they charge me. It's a rigged system. The entire board of directors needs to be fired. It's designed to rip you off every way they can. I just proved it to you. Gwyneth, any comments?
I'll bet you that it's not an old-fashioned meter either. I'll bet you it's a smart meter.
Yeah, we've got a smart meter.
I'll bet you it's not one with the little wheel that spins around and around.
No, I've got one of those.
To have with the red line.
Yeah, I've got one of those.
What? Well, you know how to do it. You should just disconnect your smart meter, reinstall your old meter, and send the smart meter back to them.
Well, you know, I probably would be arrested for tampering with corporate property. They would probably have me arrested. They're looking
for... Wow, that's amazing. It's a totally rigged system.
Absolutely, totally rigged.
It really, truly is, you know? And it's coming to the point where if you know history, it's actually kind of comforting to study a bit of history. Because you realize that this has all happened before, and this sort of thing tends to happen quite near to a point that is generally called the end of the various civilizations that, you know, that have been on this earth before. Like I was mentioning the other week about the chimney tax that was during the English Civil War and the window tax. Yeah, these things, they were at a time where they were experiencing a collapse of civilization, okay? And yes, it was hard, yes, it was difficult times, but what happened was a lot of the dead wood of that civilization was trimmed away, okay, during that time. And sometimes literally trimmed away. And you had a great deal of hardship, but at the end of it, the end of that era did arrive for them back in the day, back in the English Civil War. Cromwell went the way of all flesh, okay, Oliver Cromwell. And when he did, the English people made a decision. They decided that they were fed up with having their republic, and they weren't going to have the republic anymore, and they were going to have a king again. And so they remembered that Charles II, or King, you know, Prince Charles, the heir to the English throne, was still alive. He was in France. And so they brought him back to England and basically had one of the, well, it may not have been what the most economically prosperous, but it was one of the most fun times in all of English history, because, you know, the things were going to get a little bit better for them from then on, and actually they did, but it took a while for things to really, you know, get started again. But that was the beginning of a new era when they put Charles II on the throne. And we've been here before, is what I'm trying to say. When people start to do things like meter taxes, window taxes, chimney taxes, it means that they're running out of money. That's it in a nutshell. And if they're running out of money, it means that they're almost going broke. And if they're almost going broke, it means that at some time down the track, they're going to have an Enron moment, Do you know what an Enron moment is?
E-N-R-O-N?
Yes.
Yeah, Enron was the biggest financial collapse in the United States history.
Yes, they were an electric company, were they not?
They were, well, they were, yeah, they were in the energy business. And I remember seeing a report on television when I used to actually think that there was some worth to television. I thought 60 Minutes, the television show of years ago, was worth considering watching. And they did a special about Enron and how awesome Enron was. And they actually supported how great Enron was. And then, very shortly after that, Enron collapsed, filed for bankruptcy, and they had no assets, none. And this was in the billions of dollars, this collapse, the Enron collapse. It was creative accounting, which is another name for lies, cheating,
fraud,
theft. That's what happened. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, it is. And it's really interesting that you say that, because at the time that Enron was on its last legs and everybody was praising it, I was at the University of Melbourne and I was studying environmental science. And we had our lecturers telling us to watch Enron and just watch the way that it collapsed, because it was on its last legs and it wasn't going to last too much longer, and that we shouldn't believe anything that we were reading in the press. And at the time, I will say who told me that. Tim Flannery told me that. And he's an internationally known environmental scientist. And he said, basically, listen, I know what you're hearing about how great Enron is, how wonderful everyone thinks Enron is. And this was only about 6 or 12 months before Enron collapsed, and Tim Flannery was saying, don't believe a word of it, they're on their last legs, they're going to go bankrupt. And, you know, I don't know, he must have had some inside information somewhere, but he said they're doing accounting fraud, was his name for it.
He said, absolutely
the
right.
The way that they're operating things is completely fraudulent. The way that they're billing their customers, the way... And he actually outlined it in the lecture of everything that they were doing. And, of course, that was not allowed to or supposed to go public at the time, and it didn't. But when I saw how it unfolded, it just made me sit back and say, well... Dr. Flannery, you're absolutely right.
Yep, and Remington is in the throes of that right now. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is talking with us today. She's in the front of the classroom. And we're talking about a massive, massive scandal called the Enron scandal, E-N-R-O-N. And this scandal first became obvious to the public in October of 2001. It eventually led to the bankruptcy of the Enron Corporation, which was a company that was based in Houston, Texas. And there was an accounting company called Arthur Andersen, and they were one of the five largest audit and accounting companies in the world, and they were the auditors for Enron. And you know what? I've been talking about the accountants, how they are destroying the United States of America from within. I've been saying how I think, now I can't prove this, as simple as an oil filter. We see a lot of different vehicles here at the farm, and what we're seeing is that the newer the vehicle, the smaller the oil filter. And I believe that the accountants are telling management, hey, force the engineers to make smaller oil filters because we can save money. And when they do that, ultimately, the price that's paid for the saving of a few dollars on the oil filter and the oil that would go into the new vehicles on the assembly line, that price is paid by the customer, the owner. when that vehicle fails prematurely. You ought to see a Fram PH8 oil filter, from the 1960s, 1970s, even in the 80s. It holds about a quart of oil. It will screw onto a Jeep Wrangler, a four-cylinder Jeep Wrangler engine. It'll screw right on there. But if you look at the oil filter that the auto parts store would sell you for a Jeep Wrangler, it'd be about a third the size.
Wow.
Because the smaller oil filters use less oil. They hold less oil. But the oil is the primary transfer agent to remove heat from the engine, heat from the piston rings, heat from the cylinder walls, heat from all those moving parts like the rod bearings, the main bearings, the camshaft surfaces. All of the areas get really hot from friction and from internal combustion. Oil is what removes that heat and transfers it to the engine block. Well, by reducing the amount of oil, you reduce the amount of transfer agent. It's dumb. It's just stupid. You know, race cars don't have smaller oil pans to hold less oil. They have bigger oil pans because they know what I just told you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, it is just ridiculous because that's not very much oil. That's just over a cup of oil.
Right.
You know, that oil filter holds. You know, that's not very much oil at all. And would I be right in saying, because I've got a picture of an oil filter in my mind's eye, it has kind of a fin shape, right? Would I be right in saying there's some heat transfer function there as well as filtration of the oil that it helped cool the oil? Because they do have kind of a fin shape.
Well, there's several different kinds. There is a cartridge filter, which would be like I'll tell you what I do. If I have some engine oil that I want to use for lubrication purposes, for example, like a chain on a baler, I'll take used engine oil and I will put it through a funnel, and I'll take a Brawny brand paper towel. That's a brand in America. And it's a real thick, top quality paper towel. And they're disposable. But because of the way it's made, it is a great filtering paper towel. I will fold it into a form of a triangle, put that in a clean funnel, and I will filter the oil so that I can save it and use it for oiling engine chains on balers and things like that. But yes, you're right. That's the filter media. Then you have the can of the filter, which will release heat. You're correct. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two students from the school in custody. Now investigators want to know what their motive was for opening fire at a charter school near Denver yesterday afternoon, killing one classmate and wounding eight others. Governor of Colorado Jared Polis saying this morning,
"You know, as a father of two young children, I can hardly even imagine the horror and the grief that the families must be feeling. And of course, our prayers are for the complete recovery of the remaining victims."
That school's now closed for the rest of the week. Firefighters investigating an overnight blaze in Harlem, New York, where six people died, including four young children, ranging ages 3 to 11. Fire officials say they think it started in the kitchen and was accidental in nature. A one-day strike is set today for Uber and Lyft drivers, who say they need to make more. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This can be sliding.
Winter today is hot.
Last day.
God, you're take my when you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're talking about the big collapse and the end. And Gwyneth mentioned Enron. And class, from Wikipedia, here's some highlights. That in the year 2000, Enron stock was selling for about $91 a share. A little over 1 year later, the stock was selling for about a dollar. Actually, less than a dollar.
filed.
The shareholders were frosted. Shareholders were frosted. And they filed a $40 billion lawsuit against the company. The Securities and Exchange Commission began an investigation. And ultimately, Enron filed bankruptcy in 2001. Many of the Enron executives were indicted for a variety of charges. Some were later sentenced to prison, which is a good thing. Arthur Anderson, the accounting firm, was found guilty of illegally destroying documents relative and relevant to the Securities Exchange Commission investigation. And that voided its license to audit public companies, meaning Arthur Anderson. And it effectively closed the firm. Then the Supreme Court gets involved and overturns that. Interesting. But Arthur Anderson was done. Bottom line is, we have entrusted accounting firms with the task of auditing public companies which people buy stock in. Now, stock is ownership. So if you buy common stock, you are an owner. So if you bought common stock of Enron Corporation, you would be an owner. And then later to find out that the accounting company, Arthur Anderson, one of the biggest in the world, fraudulently misrepresented the facts. So you've been fleeced by Enron and the accounting company. It's an absolute
outrage. And they've been doing it for years.
Yes.
You know, when I was in university and Tim Flannery told all of us, you know, there might have been 200 or 300 people in the class, watch Enron. He said specifically, watch Enron. They're engaged in accounting fraud. Don't have anything to do with them. Don't buy their stocks. This is exactly what they're doing. And he outlined how it all went down, chapter and verse. And that was in 1997 or 1998, perhaps 96, 97, 98, probably more likely 97, 98, which was, you know, years before it all went down at Enron. But he said they're going to fail, they have to fail. And he wasn't any great prophet, he was just a, you know, a world-class energy scientist. That's what he was. And, you know, he's since, you know, he's been made a professor. He's had best-selling books since then. But back in the day, he was just a regular university lecturer, you know, at Melbourne University. But that's, you know, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to work this out. When a company's involved in accounting fraud, they have to go down sooner or later. And it doesn't matter how much you prop it up. It's only going to fall the harder. It always happens. It always happens. And it's gotten to the point where the whole ship, the whole system, is so engaged in fraud that there's no way that it can keep going. It has to fall. It's just, you know, and nobody can stop it. It's like a house of cards. It literally is. I know there's a TV series out there with that name, but the reason why that TV series has that name is because it's an ancient proverb. You know, I used to make houses of cards with playing cards when I was a little girl, and it was so hard to get it above a certain level because the cards would just fall, and all it would take is for one little card at the bottom to slip out of its proper position and the whole thing had come tumbling down. And, you know, all it would take is just one little bump or one little knock or a breath of wind or whatever. You know, that's the reason why that saying came about, because that's been a children's game probably since as long as there's been playing cards. You know, and all it takes is one little butterfly wing effect to trigger the whole thing and it'll all come tumbling down. And it always happens. It's happened every time before. It'll happen every time again, you know. And that goes for the government corporation as well, you know. I mentioned earlier off air, when I called you earlier, I had a, Cliff High, who's also a USA Prepares instructor, would call it a temporal marker. The Holy Spirit told me that a certain event would happen, and that would be a signal for things to come. And, you know, that event actually happened this evening, and I detailed to you privately earlier, Vincent, what that event was. And, you know, I thought to myself, wow. And when I saw this thing just unfold before my very eyes on the farm, and it was a good thing. It was ultimately a good thing. But when I saw it, I remembered what the Spirit had been saying to me, and I said, oh, wow, this is absolutely amazing, because it's not something that I was expecting. But it happened, and now I know that things are going to unfold in a negative way for society pretty quickly from now on. And we've got an election here in the next week or two, federal elections. Everybody's jumping up and down. You know, the parties that I'm seeing the most advertisements for are independent parties, you know. Nobody seems to be interested in the mainstream left and right parties. But I want to reiterate that after the election, things have been designated to go south in the 6 to 12 months after the coming federal elections. And that has been, like I say, that's information that has come to me from sources within the, governing authorities here in Victoria, or that they think that they're our authorities. But, you know, they're going to deliberately send things into a state of collapse here. And, you know, and there's nothing that anyone can do about it except to prepare and to keep their own households and their own kin safe, prepared, get out of the cities, get out of the towns, go to your, to your country estate, wherever that is, and sit it out. And, yeah, if you're not there already, then you'd better get there now, and you'd better set things up. And, you know, it doesn't matter. Like I say, Tim Flannery saw this collapse coming in 97, 98. He saw this collapse of Enron coming. It didn't happen until 2001, which was years after he was saying it. He was saying it's baked in the cake, it's going to happen, it's going to collapse, don't buy your stocks, don't have anything to do with them. They're engaged in accounting fraud and they're going to fail. And this is how it's going to happen. And he, you know, drew it up on the blackboard or the whiteboard or whatever it is and outlined it at the time. And he was absolutely right. And he, you know, he probably did have inside sources, you know, and he probably felt very frustrated that he wasn't allowed to say anything publicly, so he just said it in his university lectures instead. But, yeah, it's, like I say, Blind Freddy is a saying that we have in Australia. Blind Freddy could see this coming. You know, that means even if you're totally senseless, but you've only got a little bit of sense, you can see this coming. In a world where, you know, everything is taxed and, you know, you're not free, another thing that's been happening to myself and to other people is we are getting doxxed on our, on our online commerce. Alex Jones has mentioned it, that this is something that's happening with him. I can tell you for sure that it's happening with me, okay? My YouTube channel, you know, they're just taking zeros off of the view counts, you know, and what that means, if they take one zero off your view count, that is your reported views are down by 90%. Okay? Meaning that if you actually have 100 people viewing your video and YouTube only sizzles 10, that means that there's 90 views that are going unreported. And YouTube's been doing that for years, and it's just blooming frustrating, you know? And, you know, the adpocalypse is now a historical fact. It just happened. You know, nobody can make any money off YouTube ads anymore. And a lot of the time they're not even bothering to put ads. They're just putting these survey things on YouTube, you know? Like, which washing detergent did you see advertisements for in the last week on you know, YouTube? What do you remember insurance companies being advertised? You know, who cares? I just press skip ad. And, of course, that, you know, just reduces the ad avenue. Oh, it's none of their business. I don't care. You know, so if I get a YouTube survey, I just press skip. I don't know if you get YouTube surveys for the YouTube
video. Yeah, I do, and I skip them, and when I see the ads on YouTube come up, I look to the right of the screen, and I count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, skip ad. I don't even pay attention to the ad. I don't even know what the ads are. I don't care. They're idiotic. They're silly. They're beyond dumb. And I've got several comments that I'd like to make about the things you've just said when we come back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth's with us live in Australia. A couple comments, Gwyneth. I wrote down an equation. You mentioned the name Blind Freddy. So I wrote down blind, this is an equation, Blind Freddy equals GDP. So when I refer to the generally dumb public, I believe I'm referring to the same thing as you when you say Blind Freddy. Is that correct?
Yeah, that would be about right. It's a very Australian saying. I don't think they say it in America. But Blind Freddy, no. that would be who it is. Even Blind Freddy could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blind Freddy
and
is the guy who lives down the road, and he's got his head in the sand and his ostrich rear in the air, and he, you know, doesn't really pay attention, but even he could see that something is not right in the state of Kansas or anywhere else either.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that's the saying you would have in the United States. Something ain't right in the state of Kansas.
Right. Okay, and I wanted to let our class know regarding USA Prepares. There's no phone number to call anymore. No phone number. There is no email address. None. None of the email addresses we used to use are available anymore. And there's no website. Why? Because we are under attack. So I took down the phones, I took down the email addresses, and I took down the website. You can't contact us any of those ways. And you mentioned, and it's okay. I got to tell you, it's really nice. It's really nice not getting those emails from so many time wasters. I don't have to worry about it anymore. I don't have to worry about the barrage of spam. I don't have to worry about those threats. Let me see if I can find one of these things. One of these threats that we receive. Oh, okay. Let me bring it up.
Yeah, they send those emails to me, too.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know,
and this guy says, or this parasite says, hello, I know your password, and they type in a password. And it was the original password that we used with our email, and it changed it immediately. I have infected you with malware, a remote administration tool, some time ago, and since then I've been observing your actions. The malware gave me full access and control over your system, meaning I can see everything on your system, turn on your camera and microphone, and you won't even notice it. You won't even notice about it. So this parasite pervert...
Can you get grammar rot?
Right. Yes, such things exist. You can Google it, according to this is what it says. Okay. I have access to all your contacts. I've collected everything private from you, your pictures, videos, everything. I made a video showing both of you. Okay. And the video you were watching on the screen. And it goes on to say some, you know, pretty awful things. Okay. And then it says I can prevent the person from publishing this. Well, here's the interesting thing. When people come to our house, they say, hey, you got Wi-Fi? I go, no. I don't have Wi-Fi. I don't have Wi-Fi because I don't know what people may use my Wi-Fi for. I don't know. So they're not going to use Wi-Fi. Can I turn it on? Yeah, I can. But is it turned on? No, it's not. I don't turn on Wi-Fi so people can't use my Wi-Fi, in addition to the big, big reason, which is I don't want the electromagnetic radiation in my house. So I don't have Wi-Fi. So they're saying that they have this parasite, this guy who is trying to blackmail me and my family, is saying that he's got video. There's no such thing. How do I know that? Because none of my computers, none of the computers on the farm has a microphone, nor do they have a camera. And in the studio, guess what? There are no cameras. Not only that, I have hard on-off switches, and there are no soft switches. When I turn the power off on these devices, it's off. So all of this is phishing. I'd love to catch this guy, because I think drawing and quartering is in vogue for these types of crimes. But because of parasites like him, there's no way you can contact me anymore, class. That's it. Done. I'm serious. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial notes.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is